Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and what a beautiful morning it is. Hey, another beautiful day. Thank you, Isaiah, so much for doing what you do each and every morning, introducing this show to our listening audience. And yes, it's so grateful and so happy to have you be able to welcome people to this show. Well, today is a special day for Isaiah because today is Isaiah's mommy's birthday, and we want to wish Sunshine, which is his mommy. We want to wish her a happy birthday, and we say happy birthday to Sunshine, and may her and Isaiah have a lot of fun together, enjoying and celebrating her Earth Day. And for those of you who have, said, wow, you're so excited about, my grandson being involved in entrepreneurship, one of the ways that you can support him and his mommy and their entrepreneurial endeavors is you can go to Isaiah's website, which is www.my9094forlife.com/IsaiahM, I-S-A-I-A-H-M. And I'll repeat that website one more time. You can go to my9094forlife.com/Isaiah, I-S-A-I-A-H-M. And when you get to that website, you'll see that they have very healthy products and stuff that you can take advantage of. And if you sign up and become a member, as they explained to me, if you sign up and become a member, that you get 30% off of the prices for the items that you purchase. So take a look at it, and hey, see what you might like and endeavor in. And remember, if you sign up as a member, which is only a $10 fee, you get 30% off. And that's one of the ways that you can support my grandson and my daughter, his mother, in their entrepreneur endeavors. And we wish her a happy birthday today and hope that they have a lot of fun together as they celebrate her Earth Day, her day for coming into being on this earth. Okay, we want to get into our show content. And again, this week we've been doing a lot on personal development. And, we want to stay focused on that theme. And, one of the themes that we work on here through with our community involvement work is that I have to teach a class on entrepreneurship. We have program here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina called the Young Adult Business Builders Academy, a business academy in which we're teaching people how to go business for themselves, and it's a free course, people in the community are signing up. We got our last orientation today, and classes kick off next Tuesday. We're really excited about people participating in this program, and we want to thank again our sponsor and our business partner, New Covenant Church of Deliverance, with Pastor Jasonia Hargrove, who's really, really has helped made it possible for us to be able to implement this program in the Rocky Mount area, and we're so thankful for her. And, this program is a program that was conceived some time ago. Me and the late, great George Sabira had been working on this idea of developing a program to has three main goals. I'm going to share those goals with you here in a second. I'm just giving backdrop on some things. We can bring this program also to your city for those, that are interested. I don't give out the blueprint because you can't duplicate what I do. And now more people say, things need to be duplicatable. You're not going to teach the class the way I teach. But if you want the results, then, and I know some people say, well, that's limitations. You should put it where anybody can teach it. Well, you can give out content, but you can't give out feeling. I can give you the content, but I can't give you the feeling that I have behind what I do and when I'm in front of people and when I'm in that classroom. But me and the late, great George Shapiro, you know, we came up with this. I did a radio interview with him a week before he passed back in December 2010. We did a hour and a half show right here on Blog Talk, and you know, and then a week later he had a heart attack, and he went on home, you know, to be with our Lord. And, you know, I miss him so much, but he's still here with me in spirit. And, you know, it's really been a driving force spiritually behind me getting this program launched. And I'm so, so excited about doing it. Well, here's the three, you know, goals of the program. The first goal is to open up whole new categories of income choices and opportunities for each participant, but particularly 18 to 25-year-olds, plus to mentor and teach young adults how to earn $100,000 or six-figure income before they reach age 30. You know, that's our target market, 18 to 25-year-olds. But, again, the church we're working with, Pastor Desanya Hargrove, you know, she's just a blessing, Pastor. I mean, she said, you know, well, that's the target market, but anybody over 25 that want to participate, she says, we're not going to turn them away. I said, no problem, Pastor. I said, you know, hey, we got a target market, but we got people that that's not in that market, but once you go through the program, right, no, we're not going to turn them away. So we ended up the other day, we had a lady who was 32 who came to the program and was excited because she had majored in business in college but never did anything with it. So she's really excited about some of the things I shared with her in orientation and getting involved in this program. The second goal is to encourage people who don't want to work for someone else that it's possible for college and non-college educated persons, even one who may have a criminal record, to make a comfortable livelihood working for themselves. We teach people these concepts in business because some people just don't want to work for nobody, period. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, matter of fact, you know, my philosophy is I tell people, go to school, get a good education so you can learn how to build a business. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it all on your own. You know, we all got friends and we got people that we associate with. Well, a couple of your friends, y'all can get together the same way you can get together and plan a party and plan how to run a business. See, you don't need the whole world, you know, and you only need, you know, if you get 3 to 5 people of like minds and who can submit their will to thy will. See, that's the hardest part. People's egos and stuff get in the way. And so some people have to go solo. But really, you know, I'm excited that I have a business team that I work with. And, you know, we check egos at the door. So, you know, the thing is, but my philosophy is go to school, get a good education so you can build a business. And if we build businesses and enlighten entrepreneurs, the world will be a better place. The world is at war and all of the other things going on because of the competitive spirit and not the cooperative spirit. So we want to also teach people about a cooperative approach to business, or we like to talk about cooperative economics, you know, how to do things in cooperation, not competing. I don't compete with anyone because there is no competition. You do what you do, I do what I do, we all make the world a better place. Okay. And the third major goal of this program is to have a positive effect on the culture of young adults so that more people of the younger generation will focus on owning more businesses, commercial property, and large-scale enterprises. And so this is very, very important because, you know, we want to have an impact on the culture of young adults, you know. We got too much negative popular culture going on that's causing bullying and, like I said, that whole competitive thing, putting people down and, you know, and just nasty attitudes and stuff, you know. I mean, and it's, you know, it's reflected in the music and it's reflected in the videos. And, I mean, you know, and if you look at that stuff every day, you know, it's going to have an impact on you when you become a negative, disillusioned, dull, crybaby, always whining about stuff, complaining about stuff, putting people down. See, you don't have to put people down to push yourself up. But too often, that's the approach because of the popular culture today is negative. It's hard to press to look to and find positive stuff. Did you know that there's 24,000 young people that participate in a program every year through the network for teaching entrepreneurship that get sponsored in business? And they did a movie called 1098 is a movie about the fact that every 9 seconds someone drops out of school in the United States of America. Every 9 seconds someone drops out of school in the United States of America. If you go to 1098.com, you can learn a lot more about this movie. It's a powerful, powerful movie, and I would suggest everybody see it and see the things that these young people overcame to become entrepreneurs. One young man in the movie, him and his brothers had been in homeless shelters since the fourth grade because their mother had an addiction to crack cocaine. And he made it, but one of his brothers, you know, unfortunately didn't make it. One of his brothers got murdered in the streets through gang violence and other stuff, and one of his other brothers is incarcerated. But, you know, he made it through. And he made it through, he said, by, you know, trying as hard as he could to stay plugged into positive things because the negativity is so overwhelming. It just snaps people. And so, I mean, a lot of young people are being destroyed because of the negativity. But you don't, we don't hear about the good things that young people are doing. Let's say there's 24,000 young people that participate in this program every year. Get a copy of that movie. You can go to 1098.com and be able to get information on that, and you know, you can get the DVD and watch the movie. And people try to encourage the president to have this movie shown in every school because it's really powerful to show, you know, what young people are doing, and as they plug into positive settings and positive environments and the challenges that they've been able to overcome and go on not to get a quote-unquote good job, but to develop their own business. One young lady in the movie, and I'm not going to give the whole movie away, but one young lady in the movie, she lost her dog to cancer, so that drove her to come up with vegetarian dog biscuits. Because she realized that the meat, the raw meat, and the meat that a lot of dogs eat causes them to have cancer of the stomach. And she lost her dog to cancer. And that drove her to come up with a product. And she came up with a vegetarian dog product. Powerful, powerful. See, again, as Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive, and believe you can achieve. And so, you know, you want to focus on that. In our program, students will be measured to complete a travel agency business plan. At the end of the academy, students present their plans to a panel of judges for a chance to win seed capital to sponsor them into the largest industry in the world, the travel industry, which is a $9 trillion industry. So that's, you know, what our special program is about that we have with New Covenant Church, the Young Adult Business Builders Academy here in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and we'd love to be able to bring an academy to your town. You know, so again, you know, you can always reach us here at 252-406-0774. We'll have our website back up and running next week. Right now it's under construction as we revamp our website, so I'm not giving out a web address right now. But next week we will be giving out a web address. We've been reconstructing and redesigning our website because we have been in existence, Movements Unlimited, as a 501c3 since 1990. And Movements Unlimited was first conceived in 1974 by the founder, Cynthia Jassari Williams-Jahi. And we got incorporated as a 501c3 in 1990 and have been a 501c3 ever since. And, you know, I've done a lot of good work. And, you know, yeah, the history of what we've done is important, but we had to revamp the website so we can give people more with the current things that we're doing. And, you know, with this program we have, we have a motto that we focus on. That motto is to wage war on homelessness and prevent imprisonment, both mentally and physically, by encouraging entrepreneurship, scholastic mentorship, business development training, and philanthropic philanthropic community involvement. We stand as a united front against social and economic hardships across various regions, empowering tough minds, tough character, and tough families. You know, we want to make sure that we help people with entrepreneurship, scholastic mentorship. You know, hey, it's important that we also become a well-rounded person, sort of one of my heroes from our history, Paul Robeson, who was a multidimensional human being, scholar, entertainer, actor, athlete, a person that also did a lot of philanthropy and definitely involved in community involvement, you know, well-rounded. He was, you know, a scholar, all of that. So we tell people you can be a well-rounded person. Well, I'm going to dive into some of the content I wanted to share with you today. You know, we're on this tip of personal development, and one of the books that, you know, can help you a lot is The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Again, you're listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Blog Talk Radio on Home-Based Business 101. If you have a question or a comment or something you'd like to share, hit us with a text at 252-406-0774. Shoot us a text at 252-406-0774. Well, the chapter, first chapter of the book in The Power of Positive Thinking, Norman Vincent Peale starts off talking about believe in yourself. Isn't that powerful? You know, that's so important because, see, if you watch one of my favorite old classical movies, The Wizard of Oz, you know, at the end of the story, you know, the good witch, Glinda, tells Dorothy, you always had the power to go home. She said, what did you learn? And she had to learn to do what? To believe in herself. See, believe in yourself. I mean, and there's a song, oh, my goodness, oh, my man, you know, believe in yourself right from the start. Song, you know, by Stephanie Mills that talked about, you know, believing in yourself. You know, and it's so important that we learn to do that. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. But with sound self-confidence, you can succeed. See, we have to have self-confidence because, you know, unfortunately, this society and the way things are structured, you know, and how competitive it is, it causes a lot of people to have a sense of inferiority and inadequacy interferes with the attainment of your hopes. But self-confidence leads to self-realization and successful achievement. Because of the importance of this mental attitude, this book will help you believe in yourself and release your inner powers. That's the purpose of reading the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. And again, if you sign up for one of our free complimentary coaching sessions, you can choose books, e-books that we have from my e-book catalog. In order to get a catalog and be able to receive one of our free e-books, you must sign up for a free complimentary coaching session. You know, hey, we provide coaching sessions to help you with business and marketing and also with personal development. All you got to do is give us a call at 252-406-0774 or send us a text with your email address in it. Say, hey, Baba Jahi, I would like to sign up for one of your free complimentary coaching sessions. You know, we offer complimentary coaching sessions, and if you, you know, are satisfied and we think we have a match, then we talk about how to do some coaching with you on a more permanent basis. Okay, he goes on to say, it is appalling to realize the number of pathetic people who are hampered and made miserable by a melee of popularly called inferiority complex. Some people call it low self-esteem. But you need not suffer from this trouble. With proper steps are taken, it can be overcome. You can develop creative faith in yourself, faith that is justified, creative faith. See how to use these words in terms of faith? Not just faith, but creative faith. He said, after speaking to a convention of businessmen in a city auditorium, I was on the stage reading people when a man approached me with a particular intensity of manner and asked, may I talk with you about a matter of desperate importance to me? I asked him to remain until the others had gone. Then we went backstage and sat down. I'm in this town to handle the most important business deal of my life, he explained. If I succeed, it means everything to me. If I fail, I'm done for. I suggested that he relax a little, that nothing was quite that final. If he succeeded, that was fine. If he didn't, well, tomorrow was another day. The man went on to say, I have a terrible disbelief in myself, he said dejectedly. I have no confidence. I just don't believe I can pull it off. I'm very discouraged and depressed. In fact, he lamented, I'm just about sunk. Here I am, 40 years old. Why is it that all my life I have been tormented by inferiority feelings, by lack of confidence, by self-doubt? I listened to your speech tonight in which you talked about the power of positive thinking. I want to ask, how can I get some faith in myself? There are two steps to take, I replied. First, it's important to discover why you have these feelings of no power. That requires analysis and will take time. We must approach the meles of emotional life as a physician probes to find something wrong physically. This cannot be done immediately, certainly not in our brief interview tonight, and it may require treatment to reach a permanent solution. But to pull you through this immediate problem, I should give you a formula which will work if you use it. As you walk down the street tonight, I suggest that you repeat certain words which I shall give you. Say them over several times after you get into bed. When you awaken tomorrow, repeat them three times before rising. On your way to the important appointment, say them three additional times. Do this with an attitude of faith, and you will receive sufficient strength and ability to deal with this problem. Then, if you wish, you can go into an analysis of your basic problem. But whatever we come up with following that study, the formula which I am now going to give you can be a large factor in the eventual cure. Following is the affirmation which I gave him from Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. He was unfamiliar with these words, so I wrote them on a card and had him read them over three times aloud. Now follow that prescription, and I'm sure things will come out all right. He pulled himself up. He stood quietly for a moment and then said with considerable feelings, okay, doctor, okay. I watched him square his shoulders and walk off into the night. He seemed a pathetic figure, and yet the way he carried himself as he disappeared showed that faith was already at work in his mind. Subsequently, he reported that this simple formula did wonders for him and added, it seems incredible that a few words from the Bible could do so much for a person. This man later had a study made of the reasons for his inferiority attitudes. They were cleared away by scientific counseling and application of religious faith. That's, again, why coaching is important, and that's why we offer complimentary coaching sessions. Everyone needs a coach. Everyone needs a mentor. You're not going to be as successful as you would like to be without a coach or a mentor. I have a coach, and I have mentors. So, you know, because someone has to coach the coach. But again, as you see from here, he talked about what scientific counseling and the application of religious faith. He was taught to have faith. He was given certain specific instructions to follow. And I'm going to cover some of those instructions here in a minute. He gradually obtained a strong, steady, reasonable confidence. He never ceased to express amazement at the ways in which things now flow toward him rather than away from him. And again, remember, we've been going over this thing of let go. From Joe Vitale's book, Spiritual Marketing, that when you put an intention out to the universe, you will be drawn to it, and it will be drawn to you. See, the man began to have faith in himself. As he began to have faith in himself, he began to notice the way in which things now flow toward him rather than away from him. His personality was taking on a positive, not a negative character, so he no longer repels success, but on the contrary, draws it to him. He now has an authentic confidence in his own power. See, too often when we take on a negative, we repel success. So don't talk bad about nobody. I'm telling you now, see, you think, you know, you can't deny talk bad about people and have a positive outcome because you put negative out in the universe, and what you put out is what you're going to get, what you be about. You know, what you think about is what you be about. So it's important. It's important. He said his personality is taking on a positive, not a negative character. See, when his personality was taking on a negative character, he repelled success. you're not successful in what you're doing right now, there's something that you're doing that's negative. You got to find it and you got to get it out of your life. It might be a thought that you're holding on to. You might, you know, again, as I shared with you before, you know, being upset and angry with someone and wishing something bad happened to them, it's like you drinking poison and hoping it's going to affect the other person. No, it affects you. It keeps you from reaching the things that you need to reach. So make sure, as you know, as I said in the Bob Marley song, you know, if you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devil. I say, you just cannot live in a negative way, if you know what I mean. Hey, pick it up now. Pick it up. It's time for a new day. You know, and that's from Bob Marley's Rasta Mind Vibrations, Rasta Man Vibrations song, Positive Vibrations. You know, you got to put out the positive. If you don't put out the positive, hey, you're negative, negative, negative. I see this too often with people. I stop people in their sentences at times when they start talking negative about somebody. I tell them, hush up. I don't want to hear that. Don't drag me into that negative stuff. So here's some things that you can do, 10 steps that you can do in Norman Vincent Peale. Formulate and stamp on your mind a mental picture of yourself as succeeding. Hold this picture. Never permit it to fade. Your mind will seek to develop this picture. Never think of yourself as failing. Never doubt the reality of the mental image. That is most dangerous for the mind. Always tries to complete what it pictures. So always picture success, no matter how badly things seem to be going at the moment. See, no matter how bad things are going at the moment, picture success. See light at the end of the tunnel. Whenever a negative thought concerning your personal powers come to mind, deliberately voice a positive thought to cancel it out. Always cancel out. Remember, we gave you the exercise. Get a rubber band and put it around your wrist. Every time something negative comes to your mind, take that rubber band and snap it. Snap that rubber band on that wrist. Get that negative thought out so you can put that positive thought in. Do not build up obstacles in your imagination. Depreciate every so-called obstacle. Minimize them. Difficulties must be studied and efficiently dealt with to be eliminated, but they must be seen for only what they are. They must not be inflated by fear thoughts. What is fear? False evidence of being real. Most of the things that we worry about don't ever happen. Quit making a manifest. You manifest when you imagine the worst. Imagine the best. So you can be drawn to it. Do not be awestruck by other people and try to copy them. Nobody can be you as efficient as you can. Remember also that most people, despite their confidence, appearance, and demeanor, are often as scared as you are and as doubtful as themselves. Again, don't try to be like somebody else. God made you special and unique. Be who you are. 10 times a day, repeat these dynamic words. If God be for us, who can be against us? Repeat it right now. If God be for us, who can be against us? You need to be saying that over and over, because then that's going to make sure that you're doing what's positive and right. Get a competent counselor to help you understand why you do what you do. You hear what he said? This is Norman Vincent Peale again telling you why you need a coach. Learn the origin of your inferiority and your low self-esteem and self-doubt feelings, which often begin in childhood. Self-knowledge leads to a cure. Know thyself. Know thyself. 10 times each day, practice the following affirmation. Repeat it out loud. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That magic statement is the most powerful antidote on the earth to inferiority thoughts. 8, make a true estimate of your own ability, then raise it 10%. Do not become egotistical, but develop a wholesome self-respect. Believe in your own God-released powers. Put yourself in God's hands. To do that, simply state, I am in God's hands. Then believe you are now receiving all the power you need. Feel it flowing into you. Affirm that the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. And in the form of adequate power to meet life's demands. And 10, remind yourself that God is with you and nothing can defeat you. believe that you now receive power from God. You got to take and implement these strategies that he's talking about and focus on them. And then when you do that, see, when you do that, you are going to have a big breakthrough, because, see, too often we don't like to look at God as being our business partner on our board of directors. And it's important that you see, you know, God the Creator that way, you know, on your board of directors, part of who you are and what you're doing. And so it's very, very important to focus and make sure that you focus that way. Hey, you know, this has been Baba Jahi here, and, you know, we've had a great time this morning. In the book again is The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And you've been listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. I want you to have a great day. I'm going to close out with a song that me and Isaiah's theme song is called It's My Time.
I'm on a path to the best dress. I'm on a